relationship with God, in particular our relationship with and through Jesus Christ, who not only lived a good life, but he went to the cross. He died. He died for our sins. But the story doesn't stop there. No, no. 3 days later, he rose again. And so the symbol of baptism is just that. It's a moment we come in, and just as Christ was, we are buried and then we are raised again. The baptismal tank, this water is no more holy perhaps than any of us, really. It's just water. It's a symbol. It's a representation. What's holy about it, what's holy about this moment, it's that decision to say, yes, Lord, I will answer your call. I will follow. And that's the steps of holiness that we go into. And so this morning we have several that are going to be baptized. Anybody who's ever been baptized in front of a big group, you understand that they are nervous. It's more awkward, the fact that they're standing in a big thing of water and you're not. So as they come in, big smiles for them, and we'll make them feel comfortable, and we'll come in, we will do this. So are you ready? All right, so first one we have coming in is Marilyn Hickok, and yeah, it is warm. Yeah, it's warm, and the kids didn't come first. So, some of you got that. Thank you. So Marilyn, go ahead and face them. I'll talk from behind. But Marilyn, why don't you go ahead and share with everyone what brought you here?
Well, I just wanted to reconfirm my faith and start anew the new year as a rebaptized Christian. I haven't belonged to a church since I was about 16, and I love this church and I want to be part of it, so I became a member, and now I want to do this public display of my faith.
Okay. And Martin, did you want to share just a little bit of how you came to know Christ in the first place?
Well, my parents were good Christians, and they believed, and they took us to church, and I loved how it made me feel, and the people there were very warm, and it was... At a time as a teenager, you're pretty wild and crazy, and when I came in, they just loved me unconditionally, and I found that again when I came here, and I just want to be part of it. Okay. So here I am.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and step right here. And you can just sit down right there. All right. So you want to plug the nose in? Yeah. It goes out there. So based upon your testimony and your faith in Jesus Christ, Marilyn, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And can I get someone to pray for Marilyn now? We're going to ask this of every person who comes in to be baptized. And if you would like to just stand up and pray. Now coming from this side, this is Chris Hickok. I'm gonna go ahead and ask you the same thing, Chris. What brings you here today?
I just wanted to make a demonstration of my faith to Jesus Christ and a commitment to the new year in my life with Jesus, and renew my faith to Jesus. And that's what brought me here.
All right. When did you first come to know Christ?
As a youngster at Central Baptist Church in Pomona, I went down and confessed my sins in front of the church and the pastor. Was saved. I was a young boy, and I went to church pretty regularly at that time. And then probably 6 months after I was saved, I got baptized in a similar tank just like this in Pomona, California. And it was a good thing, and I enjoyed, you know, being part of the church, and I look forward to being part of this church.
All right. Go ahead and turn around, and there you go. All right. Okay. Christopher Hickok, based upon your testimony and your faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And will somebody pray for Christopher here? Butch?
Father, thank you so much, Chris, and we just welcome you, Father, into this house again for him. Now, Father, we just ask that you would be with him, that you would give him the strength, Father, to continue to follow you. Thank you for his decision, Father, to become a part of the body of your believers. And Father, we just ask for your blessings through him. Amen. Amen.
Okay, so next we have Annie. Go ahead, come on down, Annie. Now, one of the great privileges I have of being a pastor is I get to baptize a lot of people, but I think even better privilege is to watch a family member do it. And so, Harvey, you know this little girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
Since, you know, little tiny.
Yeah, yeah. So this is Annie. This is Harvey, her dad. Hopefully you guys can go ahead and come on down there. So did you want me to ask questions? Or?
Go ahead.
All right. So Annie, what are we doing in the water today?
We're going to baptize me.
Speak loud.
We're going to baptize me.
Okay, and why do you want to be baptized?
Because I know that the Lord wants me to.
Okay, and Annie, do you remember when you came to know Jesus? Is there a particular prayer time that you...
I don't
know. Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That's good. Okay, Annie, why don't you go ahead and come on over here and then sit down there so your dad can do this. All right, so.
Well, Annie, excuse me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Can I have somebody pray for Annie? Zia, do you want to? I think Zia wants to, and she's tucked away back here. You're going to have to come down here, baby.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Annie and how she got to believe in you, Lord. Thank you for this special day when she got baptized. Thank you that everyone else here is getting baptized too, and I pray for Annie to always believe in you. Amen.
Thank you. And I think next we have Caitlin Wright. In fact, Caitlin was actually one of the first ones when I said we were going to do baptisms on January 1st. She did not hesitate. It was the day I said it. She came and shared with me. So, yeah. You totally think it's going to be cold, don't you? You just look at it. Yeah. So I'm not sure how many of you know Caitlin, but this is Caitlin. And Caitlin, yeah, that's everybody. And Caitlin, why don't you go ahead and share with everyone why you're being baptized today?
I chose to be baptized today because, one, it's a new year, and I wanted to start out with, you know, me testifying that I've always believed in God. As a little girl, I went to church with my grandparents, and ever since then, I've always known God and prayed, and I'm very big on forgiveness and forgiving myself. And so for me doing this, that cleanses my heart and brings me closer to God in the church. And so, yeah.
Okay. And Caitlin, do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
You want to come over? Okay, Caitlin, here you go. Plug the nose.
Yeah.
All right, Caitlin, based upon your testimony and your faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And can I have somebody pray for Caitlin? Yeah.
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day. And as we see Caitlin being baptized, Lord, what a beautiful picture that is. To see a young adult like that dying to her old life and living for you, Lord. Lord, my prayer for her is that... she would see Jesus for who he really is, and that she would see herself for who Jesus sees her for. So, Lord, just put your hand upon her and bless her. In your Son's name, amen.
Amen. Okay, Danny. I got to double check with you, Dan. You didn't bring your DS, right?
No.
Okay. It's not going to survive. Okay, Danny. Well, before you sit down, you know, you're excited, right?
Yes.
Can you let everybody know, Danny, why you're here today?
Yes.
Why you want to be baptized?
Because I accepted the Lord as my Savior, and I want to tell everybody that I have.
Okay. So you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
All right. So Danny, you want to plug your nose in?
Oh.
Yeah. Danny, based upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And can I have somebody pray for Danny?
Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice that you made for us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, and I thank you that Danny comes before us today testifying to your grace and your mercy. Lord, I pray that he might be overwhelmed by your love in his life. Lord, to know that he is holy and blameless as he stands before you without a single fault, and that's an accomplished work of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, next we have Gary. Gary, we actually have Gary and Gary. Gary McDaniel's going to come, and Grandpa gets to do it. It's okay that Grandpa dunks you, right? He's gonna bring you back out. He knows you better than me, so, you know. Yeah, turn around so everybody can see that. Okay.
First of all, Gary, do you know why you're here today?
Yeah. Yeah. Talk loud, buddy.
Gary, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Do you remember when you accepted the Lord? Was it here in this church?
Yes.
For all those who are not sure, he is saying yes.
Yes. So. It's a quiet yes.
I don't think I've ever heard him this quiet.
I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Can I have somebody pray for Gary?
Heavenly Father, and what a joy. What a joy it is to watch people come to you and watch your family grow. Young people, Lord, who make this decision early in life, it truly is a life-changing decision. And I ask that you watch over Gary now, and we too as a church. He's in the family, and we're all in the family of God, Lord, and we need to hold each other up. We need to hold each other accountable, and we also need to pray for one another. I pray for Gary now as he grows up, and he will be a fine young man for you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Now, back in Easter, I got to baptize half of a family. I got to baptize the cooks, and now here on New Year's, we get to baptize the second half. So we're excited about that. So Jennifer, why don't you go ahead and come on? Jennifer. This is Jennifer Cook, and Jennifer, why don't you go ahead and share with everybody why you want to be baptized today.
To finish the rest of my family so we can all be whole together, and to be there for my kids spiritually and for my husband spiritually.
And Jennifer, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
participating. All right, Jennifer, based upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And can I have somebody pray for Jennifer?
God, we just thank you for Jennifer and the steps she has taken today. And God, I just pray that she will continue to desire to know you in a deeper way, and that we as a church might be a part of that growth in her. Just pray for her family and for her as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just now? So, Justin, why are you being baptized today?
Because I believe that. Because I believe that the Lord can help me change in this new year.
All right. And do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Yes. Justin, based upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And can I get somebody to pray for?
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for Justin. And Lord, as a young male adult, Lord, to be able to step into the shoes of his spirituality at such a young age, Lord, help us as a church to come around him and not only guide him, but to pray for him and to keep him, to hold him up in prayer and help him with his daily walk, Lord. Use us, Lord. Work through us. Lord, just bless his life, and may he be a light for those who walk with him. In your Son's name, amen.
All right. And this is Drew Cook. And, so how you feeling, Drew?
Good.
How's that doing?
Good.
Yeah, Drew. I don't know if you know. Many of you probably do if you're on the prayer chain. But it was a couple weeks back now. Drew had an incident with some fire and ended up burning his belly. And when they brought him over this way before heading up to Portland, they showed me the best that they could. And I got to tell you, I was like, oh, this is bad. And it was. And Drew, I don't know if he wanted to, but Mom said, here, show him. And he showed me again. And it's gotten pretty small, hasn't it? The scar and everything. It's, mm-hmm. I mean, there's been some serious healing going on there. And so we're thankful for that. So Drew, can you tell us why you want to be baptized today?
Because I want God to be with me while I grow.
Okay. And Drew, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Ready? Okay, Drew, based upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Can I have somebody pray for Drew then? Butch?
Father, we do thank you. We thank you for your protection. Father, we thank you for your love. And Father, we thank you for this second part of the family that has come to join you. Father, we just ask that you would be with this family, that you would just continue to love them, and Father, they would continue to love you. And Father, they would be welcome within the body. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather around them and to help them as they walk. And we just give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I think that's, yeah, all right. So I'm going to pray, and we're going to go into a time of worship. I do want to say this, though. I feel compelled to say this. There are sometimes people, when it comes to baptism, they think, oh, there's got to be some major preparation behind it. And the only preparation is this, that you feel that Jesus Christ has called you to be baptized, to testify before a group of people, a group of believers, that you believe in him, that he is your Lord and Savior. And I would offer and open up, you know, as Philip said to the Ethiopian, you know, or actually I should say the Ethiopian said to Philip, the water's here, why not now? And if perhaps today's the day that you say, maybe I should be baptized, and you don't want to wait till the next time we have a scheduled one, it's here. And so I would ask you, even during this time of worship, to pray. And if you would like to, just find me, and before we all leave, we're here. So I just want to leave that opportunity available to you. Let me pray as the worship team comes up and begins our time of worship. Father God, I do thank you so much for these lives, Lord, that have been represented here, Lord, that they are asking, Lord, that their old selves would be buried and this new self in this brand new year would be risen, Lord. Father, we thank you for the gift that you've given us in your Son, and that, Father, that it's not just a baby that we celebrated last week, Lord, but it is the man Jesus Christ, the sacrifice on the cross, his resurrection. Father God, that is what brings us closer to you. That is what brings us to a relationship with you. And that, Father, that I do pray for this brand new year, Lord, not only for those who have been baptized, Lord, but those that have witnessed this, Lord, that we would lift one another up, we would hold one another up, we would hold one another accountable to you. And that, Father God, that ultimately I just pray, Lord, that you would change our hearts. And Father, I pray for soft hearts and open minds, Lord, that we would be able to hand ourselves over to you, knowing, Lord, knowing that your chisel and your hammer are not They're not gentle, Lord. There are things that need to be knocked away. And Father, I pray that this year would be the year that, Lord, that you would free the captive from the sins, the slavery, the things that hold us back from knowing you and becoming, Lord, becoming more and more like you and knowing that we are your masterpiece, Lord. Father God, I do thank you so much for this time. And Father, as we enter in a time of worship, I do pray, Lord, that it is a sweet aroma to you. Pray that in your Son's name, his most precious name, and only his name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I think I've shared it before, and I want to do it one more time, if not a million more times. I believe in a thing called dangerous prayers. Dangerous prayers are prayers that are very simple, very short, and when you pray them, God answers them. He answers them ultimately with a vengeance in a certain kind of way. I mean, he answers them in ways that amaze us and go beyond us. In the videos that we watched, there were a number of dangerous prayers really to be prayed throughout that. The idea of God this year will be different. There's going to be a lot of resolutions and a lot of this is what this year is going to be, and you're going to write down the list in February. You might even remember some of them. Resolve this year for God to make this year different. Not that you make it different. Let God make it different this year. Give that over to him. Whatever it is, give it over to him. I would challenge you to do that. Make today that day, and make every day that day. And that kind of goes along with dangerous prayers. Another dangerous prayer would be, God, use me. Use me today. Do you know that if you pray that prayer in the morning, has to be in the morning because you got the whole day ahead of you, you say, God, use me today, and you hand that day to him, he will use you in ways that you never thought were even possible. And I would challenge you to use this year that way. Perhaps this year will be the year that you say, this is the year I will read the Bible from cover to cover, and you will go on a yearly Bible, you know, daily Bible schedule. Perhaps this will be the year that you say, you know what, this is the year that my coworkers are going to come to know Christ because I'm going to do everything in my power to demonstrate who he is. Maybe this is the year that it's the family member's turn. Maybe it's time to reach out to that sibling or that parent, or that child, and say, this is the year. This is the year I'm going to do everything I possibly can to demonstrate who Jesus is. This is the year I want to be God's masterpiece. And I would pray that that is this year for you. I pray that not only is it this year, but it's the years to come, and that God would bless everyone here in great and mighty ways, in ways that so much that you can't contain them, but you must share them. And so we look forward to the stories of what God's going to do soon. Let's pray. Father God, I do thank you so much for this morning. Father, I thank you so much for the baptisms. And Father, as we do leave this place, I pray, Lord, that we would be encouraged to lift up those who have been baptized. Lord, right now this room is full of happy people, for those who have been baptized. But Lord, I know someone who's not happy. And so, Father, I pray against him. I pray against the enemy. I pray against the thoughts, the doubts, and all of these things that will come next. And Father, I pray against these fiery darts and arrows, and that, Father, there would be shields, and there would be swords, and there would be armor all about them. And that, Father God, that Lord, that we would walk strong with you. And that, Father God, that we would know in those times, those hard times, those weak times, Lord, it's not about us. It's about you. You lift us up, not the other way around. And Father, I do ask, Lord, that everyone here, Lord, as we do leave this place, that today, January 1st, 2012, would be a day that would begin a year for you. Father, we look forward to the things that you are doing. We are thankful for the things that you have done. And Father God, we wait expectantly for your return. Thank you so much for this morning, Lord, and we hand it all to you in the name of your most precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And you are dismissed. Please make sure if you see somebody with wet hair that you give them a hug and congratulate them.